This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. This is, we're going to learn now the Haftorah, the last Haftorah of Tavshin Ayin Tes. The final of the Shiva de Nechemta, the last of Nechama Zayin it is called, the last of the series called Noya Arkish, Nachamu, Vatoymer Tzioin, Ania Sayara, Anoichi, Rani Akara, Kumi Oiri, Sois Asis Bashem, Togel Nafshi Beloikai, Ki Hilbishani, Big De Yesha, Meil Tzedaka, Yatani, Kachasan, Yichahain, Pier, Vichakala, Tadechileha. Interesting. The Navi uses the expression Sois Asis, a double language. What's the double language? So, the Ben Ish Chai in his commentary to the Haftorah, he cites the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah about the size of a shofar. How big does a shofar need to be? Says the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Chav Zayin, V'kamashir Tekiya, Peirosh of Shimon Gamliel, Kedei Sheyoychazenu B'yadai, V'yira Lekan U'Lekan. So you could hold it in your hand, and you could see on this side and that side. Literally, you could hold it, and then there's stuff coming out on both sides. But this has symbolism as well, says the Ben Ish Chai, regarding the yeshir of the shofar. It has to be kedeshi chazenu biyado v'yir lekan lekan. It has a remez to it. Of course, the shofar is meramis to tshuva. The shofar arouses and inspires our heart to do tshuva. And it needs to be able to be seen this way and that way. Which means the Baal Tshuva has to have two perspectives when it comes to Tshuva. Number one, you have to look at Inyanim Bein Adam L'Amakoyim, and you have to look at Inyanim Bein Adam L'Chaveroi. Some people, they focus on their learning, their davening, and their mitzvahs, and the fact that they step on everybody else doesn't enter their consciousness. Some people, as long as they're a good person, that's all that counts. No, you need lakan o lakan. You need to look both ways. Another remez. In order for a Baal Tshuva to conquer his yetzer and to have a broken heart so as not to sin, he needs to have the following two perspectives. Number one, where do you come from? You big shot, where do you come from? What's your origin? You come from a smelly drop. And number two, where are you going? You're going to worms and maggots. Rabid, relax. Don't get so worked up about yourself, you know. You start off as a smelly drop and you end off as worm food. And what about who you're going to give a din v'cheshbon? So that comes out, you need to have one perspective about what came before you and one perspective is what will be later. So you need sheyichzenu biyada, you need to grab a hold of the tshuva and not forsake it. But you need to look on both sides. Think about what came before, think about what came later. But this still has nothing to do with the first pasuk in this week's Haftorah.
Right.
That's why the shir will continue. Okay? The Gemara says in Brachas and Daf Yud Zayin, Ki hava miftri rabbanu mi bei Rabbi Ami, when the rabbis took leave of Rabbi Ami, va'amri lo mi bei Rabbi Chanina, some say Rabbi Chanina, amri lei, they gave the following bracha. Oilamcha tira b'chayecha. Your world, you should see in your life. Your world, you should see in your life. What does this mean? It says in Noida Behuda, that's Slach, in number 5. Aval ha-kavana b'zeh, da-ha-pshita, da-archois chayim heim, darach mefulash chayelam haba. This world is a straight path to the world to come. And obviously, if you do a mitzvah, you're zoicha to'olam haba. But there are two kinds of people. Some people are only zoicha to olam haba after they die. But some people are zoicha to olam haba even in this world. And that's the gather of olamcha tira b'chayecha. How would one be zoicha to olam haba in this world? What is olam haba? Olam haba is the recognition and the perception to understand Hashem and to cleave to Him. Like Chazal say, olam haba, there's no eating. There's no drinking. Tzaddikim sit with their crowns on their head. and they're nena mizav Hashchina. But Hashem says that there's a very high madrega called v'hishalachti b'seichachem, which Rashi says, I will stroll with you in Gan Eden. Someone who does mitzvahs in this world, be'ahava gemura, and with wondrous cheshek, he clings to the Shechina. That madrega is greater than Olam Haba. Greater than Olam Haba is this world doing mitzvahs ba'ahava. That's greater than Olam Haba. You know why? Because you get both. You have that feeling of connection to the Shechina, and you're doing a mitzvah, but Olam Haba, you can only connect to the Shechina, you can't do the mitzvah. So it's actually, there's a way that this world is better than Olam Haba. If you reach the madrega of doing mitzvahs ba'ahava, while you're doing a mitzvah ba'ahava, you have such a connection, and hisdabkos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at that moment is greater than Olam Haba, because Olam Haba, you can't do the mitzvah. In Olam Haba, you could get the schar, but there's no kiyum mitzvah. But in Olam Hazeh, you could have kiyum mitzvah and kabbalas haschar. So you could be zoiche in Olam Hazeh, says the Neid Yehuda, to what other tzaddikim are only zoiche in Olam Haba. Maybe, says the Neid Yehuda, this is what it means, v'ayavav kitzeis Hashemesh b'gvurasai. Those who love God will be like the sun that emanates in its full glory. Now the sun comes out in its full glory in Olam Haba. Why? Because in Olam Haba, the moon will be like the sun, and the sun will be like the sun of Shivas Yimei Bereishis. The Oyavav, those who love God in this world, will be get what other tzaddikim get, which is the sun coming out in its full glory. Okay, so what does this have to do with our Haftarah? Says the Ben Ish Chai, he quotes this Noid B'Yehuda. He says, according to the Noid B'Yehuda, a tzaddik gadol could reach a madrega in Olam Hazeh, mayein Olam Haba. That's Olam Chater B'Chayecha. It is possible to have an experience of otherworldly pleasure by Olam Hazeh. But a regular tzaddik, they have to wait for Olam Haba. What's the shofar? You have to grab it and you could see this way and that way. Meaning, try to do tshuva with such intent and energy and ahava that not only could you look at Olam Haba, but you could look at Olam Hazeh as well, where in other words, you're able to enjoy Olam Haba even in Olam Hazeh. Reach the madrega of the tzaddikim ha'atzumim, who are mekayim Olam Chater b'chayecha, who are masig me'ein Olam Haba even by Olam Hazeh. Yira lekan ulekan. See the tainug haruchani even over here. So what does this have to do with this week's haftarah? Are you ready? Sois osis b'Hashem. Sois, I rejoice with God, not in Olam Hazeh. Osus, I rejoice in God that it should be zoicha to that tainug in Olam Haba. And then finally, the Ben Ish Chai offers one more pshat. He says, b'siyata d'shmaya. One is sois, osis is I will in Olam Haba. But sois, even in Olam Hazeh, I rejoice in Hashem because the person's able to reach the madrega of experiencing some degree of Olam Haba right here in this world.
Where is Ben Ish Chai?
The Ben Ish Chai is the number 6. His commentary on the Haftarah is called Berchas Chaim.
Okay.
And in the Berchas Chaim, he quotes the Noid B'Yehuda that there's a concept of Olamcha Tira B'Chayecha. And based on that, he explains the double lashon of sois asis. And then finally, he concludes, we know, why does the neshama have to come down? Why did God create us? To get Olam Haba. So I have a brilliant idea. Just put us there. Moichel toivus, and go straight to Olam Haba. You got to earn it. Otherwise, you don't enjoy it. Otherwise, you have to earn your keep. So that you enjoy the reward. Now, the truth is, the main reward for mitzvah is not for the observance of a mitzvah. I have a question. If you have an eved, and the eved brings you, makes your bed, and does his job, you don't have to pay him. He's your eved. So we're avdei Hashem. So why does Hashem reward us? The ikar reward is for the simcha in doing a mitzvah. We don't have to do it b'simcha. An eved doesn't have to do it b'simcha. He does it. The ikar reward is for doing the avodas Hashem b'simcha. We only have a right to a reward for the simchas hamitzvah. This is what it means, sois osis b'Hashem. Through the simcha that we're mesameach ba'avodas Hashem. Then, for that schar will be zoicha togel nafshi b'elokai in Olam Haba. That we'll be able to earn our schar mitzad adin. Why? Because before we came to this world, ki helvishani bigdei yesha, it used to be we're basking in the splendor and glory of God's Shechina. But we didn't enjoy it. You know why we didn't enjoy it? Because me'il tzedaka ya'atani. Because we were receiving it as charity. And it was embarrassing for us. Because somebody who eats something that doesn't belong to them doesn't enjoy it. But now when we come to Olam Hazeh to earn our mitzvahs, we don't have busha. You know what we're like? We're like kechasan yechahin pe'er. I have glory in this. Because I'm eating mine. And ukekala tadek eleha. Now, there's a difference between a rich kala and a poor kala. A poor kala, she wears the same white gown and jewelry, but she doesn't feel good about it because she knows she's giving it back to the gemach tomorrow. But the rich kala, she's happy about it because her rich father-in-law gave it to her and she ain't returning it. So, therefore, we come down to this world, kechasa nichahem per. We used to be kihil bishani bigdei yesha. We used to be basking in the glory of Hashem, but the problem was me'il tzedakah yatani. We had it as tzedakah and a freebie, but now we have it kechasa nichahin per. Now we have it like a groom who earns his glory, and like a bride who, not a poor bride, but a rich bride who has jewelry that she figures she could keep. So this is a few. These are a few thoughts on the Haftarah of Sois Asis Bashem.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.